Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
The bathroom.
Happy Wednesday, people. I hope you had a good week.
It's been another week of us dining out in the outside.
Yes, it has.
Yet we are not complaining.
We had a very windy lunch,
oh,
and I was complaining a little bit. I was getting a little bit pissed off.
She was, and I kept having to check her. And I was like, don't
I thought, I'm getting a bit sick of this now. Get me inside, please.
I mean, we don't even have long.
We don't have long, guys. I'm very excited for us.
It's literally like 2 weeks or some shit like that. So, question of the week.
Yeah, let's just dive straight in. Wow,
thinking,
I love the directness, Chintz. I love it.
I'm
no rambling today.
We're not faffing about today. We've got a busy day.
Let's just fucking do
it. And let's just fucking go for it. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week. Yeah.
Wow.
She really dragged that note out.
Girl, eat her lunch.
I am. Yeah, we can see someone eating a Whole Foods lunch. It looks pretty good.
She's got a nice yoghurt.
Ooh.
From the smell of some body butter.
Are you hungry for lunch?
You know what I'm hungry for?
What?
We've just had saltiness. I'm hungry for like that yoghurt she's eating, like something cold
really?
And sweet. Like a Eureka.
We used to go to this place all the time.
R.I.P.
It's like a frozen yogurt place and it's closed down, unfortunately.
And it was like vegan, allergen free. It was just like a vegan's dream.
It was good shit.
Oh my God. Right.
Anyway, so no faffing. Let's do this.
No faffing. So the question of the... Okay, interesting. All right, I see you. Right. So the question of the week. So we asked for some girl talk dilemmas. This is one girl's like little dilemma thing. Mm-hmm. Does chicks before dicks still apply if you've known your boyfriend longer than your bestie? Now,
that is interesting.
I think it's a very fascinating one, don't you? Right, Sophia, give me a prediction on the percentage.
I feel like, yes, it still counts.
Yeah, so you go, of course.
Right.
Of course it still applies.
Right.
Right, so 40% of you said, of course. 60% of you said, no way. Saying that, no, it does not apply. Like, chicks before dicks. Like, if I've known my boyfriend longer than my bestie.
Then it's
like,
bros before hoes.
Then it's my boyfriend before, yeah.
Oh.
Right? I wasn't expecting that. I thought you guys were going to be ride for your girlfriends then. Yeah.
You see, I've never really thought about that scenario because we've been friends since we were four.
Right.
But so I've never like met someone like a new best friend and been like, yeah, I've got a boyfriend of 3 years. Like I've never thought about that.
But you know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of Lydia, my sister.
Right.
How long has she been best friends with Olivia for? Couple years?
A year, two years,
right? They're best friends.
Right.
They, you know, they ride for each other. They are best friends. They know everything about each other. So I'm thinking in that scenario, say Lydia...
And they prioritise girls before boys.
And I'm saying, like, say Lydia had a boy... For example, if she had a boyfriend for 5 years...
Right.
It's still her best friend. It's still... Is it not?
She'd like, still, I feel I'm like she to put would my, still prioritise Olivia right, over the boyfriend.
Right, I'm trying to put myself in that scenario.
Mm.
Like, because we've seen, you know, people become best friends within the last couple of years.
It comes down to the question of, like, sometimes people think, like, oh, well, it's whoever you've known longer. But really, like, I don't think that's the case.
No, because
you could meet someone new that you've only known for a year
for sure.
and have a healthier,
right,
better,
right,
more successful your relationship 100%. Compared to someone that you've known for 5 years. Like, I don't think time means everything.
Time means nothing, I think. Like, yes, obviously it's lovely to say, we're like, oh, wow,
I think
primary
time
school
means something.
It does mean something, but like you can have shitty friends you've had for 10 plus years
right.
and meet and have a friend that you've had for like 1 year and is like
incredible.
An incredible friend to you.
Absolutely.
Like, don't give the excuse of, oh, just because I've known them for so long, they're like such a good friend. No.
Mm.
Like, say we stayed friends with some girls from primary school. Absolutely toxic.
No. History doesn't
like,
mean
history
everything.
History doesn't mean it. Exactly. Mm. So, as interest. So, I understand the way that you guys are saying no, like, if, because the thing is that your boyfriend or your girlfriend is your best friend.
Right.
Like, say you've known, had your boyfriend for 7 years, he's essentially your best friend, right? Mm. You're still riding it out for him and say that you've got this new friend come along 1 year. You know, it's fucking tricky, isn't it?
I can see why the poll is favouring the boyfriend this time.
Well, yeah, listen, if I had a boyfriend for 10 years and I had no issues and I was all for it, what, and then a new bestie comes along of 1 year. No,
but
she's still your best friend,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Ignore me. I don't know.
I feel like I'm going with the minority in this poll. I'm still going for the best friend,
me
to be
too,
honest.
Because at the end of the day, boys do come and go. Yes, friends come and go. Also, boys come and go more.
Boys come and go more
right?
than friends, I would say.
Like, thing
good
is, like,
friends.
Good friends. Yeah, friends do come and go.
Mm.
We know that, mm-hmm. but not good friends.
Okay, right. Let's dive into some girl talk.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one, someone we haven't spoke about before. I feel
okay.
like something we can all kind of struggle
right,
with when
right,
we come to
right.
a big
Let's
group.
Get to the bottom of it then.
So, hi girls. One of our friends gets ridiculously drunk on every single
right.
night out.
Right.
This is to the point of projectile vomiting all over us
right.
and on different occasions getting us kicked out of a pub,
right.
a club, wherever we're at.
So it's dangerous, reckless.
We've had a lot of nights out. We have a lot of nights out planned, including some big birthday celebrations.
Oh,
and we really don't want these to be ruined or to be embarrassed by her crazy behaviour.
Right, right, right.
We've tried to drop hints that she needs to calm down and be a bit more responsible, but she doesn't ever take this on board.
Right.
How do you think we should approach this, because we've been locked up for so long and don't want our nights to be ruined by looking after her?
And really, you know, she's been locked up, she's going to want to go
even
more crazier.
She's,
I mean,
wild.
She
is well rested and she's ready to go again.
She's well rested. She's ready to ruin your night again, girls. Right. She is ready to ruin your night.
Right.
I mean, is she okay?
No, here's the thing. I think we all,
used to have a friend.
No, yeah, listen. I think we all have friends like this. We used to have a friend
right.
who every single night out, but, right? At about I want to say about 1 o'clock.
It'd be half 12, Sophia. It'd be half 12.
Okay, about half 12, he would just start falling to sleep in the club. Like falling to, like at one time, I literally fell to the floor flat on my back because he just like dead weighted on me and collapsed.
Oh my God.
And he would just literally be falling asleep all over us, hanging off us. And we'd be like, let's put you in a cab. And he'd be like, no, I'm going to stay. And he would just turn into, so we'd have to babysit him.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
And it was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like he's falling to sleep again. Like, oh my God.
And then it gets to the point where you don't want to go out with that person.
No.
Because we're like, I don't want to deal with that. We just want to have a good time.
Don't
want to
deal with it.
Worrying about the wellness of someone else, which obviously because, you know, you're our friend, you know,
we're
looking after you. We're not just going to leave you in
right.
the lurch. Mm. It's like becomes then our responsibility to get you home safe.
Mm.
And I remember even he had some other friends out with him that night. They fucking came and lumped him on me.
On us, yeah.
And I was like, you fucking what?
Yeah.
So now this is my responsibility now, and it does ruin your night.
It does ruin your night.
Because now I look back to that one fucking Halloween, our night was surrounded by fucking getting this person in a taxi and home safe, and like
literally
I'm fucking holding them up all night. Like that is my memory of the night, and it pisses me off.
I remember one New Year's Eve we were out and this, we were with a very drunk person.
Oh.
It was one New Year's Eve, was a couple years ago.
Years ago.
Oh, and it just ruined the night because the
You're so excited.
For a good time. And they were hanging off my neck. They were like slobbering all over me. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. Like, you're such dead weight on me right now. And I just want to have fun. I know the feeling exactly. Yeah. It's like that inner turmoil of like, oh, I need to look after you. But fucking hell, this is annoying. Like, I totally get it.
The thing is, like, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
But in this case, like, it's fine now and again.
Oh, every
like,
once in a while,
like,
for
if
sure.
it was Sophia, whatever, now and again, me, now and again, whatever.
You've got to look after each other sometimes.
Obviously, like, these things happen. There's circumstances involved. Sometimes one needs to get drunker than another on a night.
For sure.
You know, depending on the circumstances.
But we're talking about every single time we go out.
This repeated behaviour from this girl, it's not okay. Like, if it was me, I'm trying to think, if I had this friendship group and every fucking time when I was going out, I was blacking out. Everyone's having to take care of me. I was projectile vomiting everywhere, and this was all the time. I would feel so guilty and bad, and I'd be like, "Guys, I'm changing. Like, promise, like, I'm not going to do that to you guys anymore. Like, I don't want you to have to take care of me. Like, I want to be able to take care of myself." Like, you naturally, isn't that how she's feeling? I don't understand how she doesn't want to just like relax a little bit.
I think she's probably thinking like, I want to have a good time. My friends are going to look after me because they're good friends.
I mean, that's so fucking selfish. Fuck off.
It is selfish.
You're not a good person. You're not a good friend if you're thinking like that.
I don't know if she's not a good friend, but I think she just wants to go a bit crazy.
You can get crazy, baby. Mm. We can get crazy, yeah? But you don't have to be projectile every time. Mm. Blacking out.
I think you need to say to her...
You need to, like, actually be, like, serious with her for a sec. Maybe you've only done it, like, in passing, like, ha, 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 don't fucking projectile vomit on me tonight, Sarah.
I think you need to say to her...
Sarah, don't fucking do that again tonight. And she's like, I won't.
I think if this were me, right, and there was a girl or a boy in our group that was saying this.
The thing is, we never said anything to our other friend. Or did we? No.
I think we did.
Did we?
We'd be like, you're pissing us off.
Can you not fucking do
Can you
that
not
again?
Fall asleep?
Fuck. But yeah, then... this person would fall asleep at this... They'd get to this point of drunkenness and would fall asleep, stood up.
Hanging off our necks.
Fall asleep.
Falling asleep.
Stood up. Anyway.
I think we got to the point because there was two of us. We just put him in a cab.
Honestly, it was worse than vomiting. Mm. Like, it was worse. You know when you're trying to find, like, other friends of his or, like...
I feel like...
But we were good friends. We made sure he got home safe every time.
Well, because at the time he was a best friend to us. He was a very close member of the group. And it would annoy us, but we kind of found it funny, I think. I think looking back, it's more annoying.
There was definitely a handful of nights where it was like, fuck.
But do you know why I think we weren't as bothered? Because we were going out like four times a week.
True.
And he would come on one of those four.
Yeah, that's true.
So we had three other nights. And we were like, great, we've got no kids with us tonight. You know, baggage.
Crazy girls.
I think if he was coming on every single night out, we would have been like, this is fucking annoying. I think if it's really getting to you guys, which it would me as well, I think you need to say, like, you need to let her know that you are actually ruining our nights.
Like, just be serious. Like, Sarah, when we go out on Friday, like, please, can you just, I want you to get drunk. I want you to have a good time. Mm. Please. Like, I want us all to have the best time right out of lockdown. But please, can you just understand your levels? Maybe she doesn't understand her. Because I feel like we understand when we get to that point of no return.
You know your
limits.
Surely
she's learnt her limits at this point.
I think you should just say to her, like, I do not want to babysit you tonight. I want to have fun and just let loose and not be worrying about looking after you.
Right. I want us all to be on a lovely level. Mm. You know, no one is fucking fumbling all over the place. I want us to be, you know, drunk. But I don't want, you know, vomit all on me tonight, Sarah, if that's all right.
Like, I want to have a good time. And you have... put a downer on the past
you've got to,
X occasions.
Listen, you've got to look her in the eyes. You've got to say this and she'll
literally
understand. You're saying it from a place of love. Mm. She understands it's coming from a place of love. She's one of your best friends. You just got to tell her. Otherwise, what? Is this going to be the rest of every night out for the rest of your life?
Because what are you supposed to say? You can't come out with us tonight.
What are you meant to do? Start not inviting her. Then that's worse. Isn't it? Because the thing is, it will get to that point where let's just not even tell Sarah we're going out tonight.
Yeah, of course it will.
Because you don't want to take it. I would if it was this repeated behaviour. Yeah. I'd be like, fuck inviting Sarah, she can fucking stay at home. I'll meet her for a coffee or something where she's not a liability to me. Yeah, why do we move? Yeah, from now on, let's just do coffee dates with Sarah. We'll all fuck off in the night without her.
And the thing is, she it doesn't will get want
to
that.
No, exactly. She wants to have a good time with you. It's just she's just taking it too
Maybe
far.
She doesn't realise the severity of your she pissing doesn't. All of us off with your
well,
behaviour.
Well, yeah, because listen, if she's that drunk, she doesn't even fucking she's remember the liability clue. She was, yeah?
She's not got a clue.
Unless there's videos that you should fucking film about. This is the reality. Shove it in her face.
Wake up and look at this.
Wake up and smell the, what do you say? Smell the
roses. Wake up and smell the
gems. Wake up and smell the summon.
I don't know.
Oh god, but it's summon. Like she needs to face the reality of this. You're a fucking liability, Sarah.
Sort it out. When you are under the weather,
getting caught in the storm. Should I demote my maid of honor? God, I feel like I'm having flashes to my future.
Oh my god, don't say that. That's gonna be me.
I just farted. I just laughed at farted.
It was going to stink up the booth.
No, it wasn't a smelly
one.
Oh my
God, I'm trapped.
I had a poo this morning. Don't worry about it. No, I'm
God,
joking.
Control yourself.
Sorry. It was because she was like, don't say that. Should I demote? So should I demote my maid of honour? I mean, the fact that you're questioning it, it's almost like, should I break up with my boyfriend? Mm. If you're questioning it.
She's not fulfilling the role or something's gone wrong.
My best friend. And I've been friends since high school. Okay. Are you American?
We go back.
We don't say high school in England.
Mm. Some people do. Some people do.
And we're now in our 20s. Over the years, we've had a few falling outs.
Don't fucking read that. Shit accent.
Mine's pretty good. We've had... Oh my God, my nipple's out.
Oh my God, sort yourself out.
My God, wait.
What are you doing?
Oh my God, sorry, my boot fell out of my bra.
What are you doing?
No, because I've got one of these really...
Fine, and getting your tits out.
I've got one of these really thin bras on that it feels like... Sorry, I didn't even realize... I did thought it felt it was sticking out the bottom of my fucking crop top.
Oh my God.
Good job I got a jacket on. So, we're now in our 20s over the years, and we've
You're pissing us all off now.
We've had a few fallings out, but always ended up...
Just fucking read it.
Becoming friends again.
Again. Going hillbilly. Now we're going down to Texas. Okay.
A year and a half ago, I got engaged.
Lovely. Congratulations.
And I started planning my wedding.
Fantastic.
And asked this friend to be the maid of honour. As we've been getting on well, with no fallouts for a few years now. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what the fallings out were about.
Mm.
All was going well. Uh-oh. And my friend decided to book to get married too. So this is the maid of
honour.
Maid of honour. Right. Sounds a bit like, right, she's starting to compete here kind of thing.
Doesn't want to get left
and
behind.
And asked me to be her maid of honour a couple of months after my wedding. I feel like both planning weddings at the same time is causing a lot of tension in our friendship. Mm. Some examples being she sent me a pic of a wedding dress she wanted to buy that was identical to what I have already bought. Uh-oh. This very
Bride wars vibes,
but
yeah.
Worse almost.
Well, that was pretty bad. This isn't that bad.
I mean, this is pretty bad.
No, the wedding was on the same day.
Oh, yeah. But the fact that she's like subtly trying to copy you. So yeah, this dress was identical to what I've already bought. And when I said to her it was like mine, and I'm sure we don't want to look the same as each other on our wedding days, she didn't speak to me for weeks.
Oh, that's extreme.
Right. She could have, that could have just been a conversation. Mm. Oh, God, it does look a bit like yours.
Mm.
I'll find another one.
Mm.
My wedding has also been postponed, so is a month after hers now.
Oh, so yours is the second one.
Oh, God. My original wedding date was supposed to be yesterday. Oh. And I didn't hear a word from her, even though I saw, she saw my Instagram story about it. Oh, God, what is this? I feel like when we've fallen out in the past, it's because she's been very jealous about me having other friends and even getting boyfriends. She can be quite toxic. I mean, she sounds very toxic to me. There are other small things that have happened too that give me anxiety for weeks, but then she will randomly be nice for a day or so. I'm really regretting asking her to be my maid of honour now, and I don't want to look back on my wedding and have someone I potentially won't speak to anymore in all of my pictures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Please help. I don't know what to do for the best. Look, it sounds like she is a shitty friend. I'm not, like, right, Sophia? Right, so listen, these falling outs before were over. Jealousy, friends, boyfriend, you're saying she's toxic. I know the traits.
It's
the copying, the
like...
jealousy, the competing, and now it's fucking weddings and it's still going on, right?
Because the thing is, I get that weddings, I mean, I've never been married, I wouldn't know, but weddings are a super stressful time.
Right, of
especially
course.
For the bride.
And you need your maid of honour to just be like, woohoo! Like,
I'm taking care
like,
of it.
Yeah, like, let me help you with your decisions. Mm. I'm here as just like, you know, you can use me for
to
anything.
Assist.
To
yeah.
assist. Like, I'm not competing, like, I'm not copying, I'm...
Give me some of the pressure, like, right. let me take some of the pressure.
Right, and I'm here to aid you.
I feel like, you know, this could have been a really fun time for you guys. Like, you're both getting married at a similar time. You're going to be
right.
each other's maid of honour. You know, it's a very celebratory season.
Naturally, it should be more fun than it is stressful, but it's seeming more stressful and sad for the both of you.
Mm.
Right?
I feel like
you should be so excited.
I feel like the fact that you're actually saying, like, I don't want to look back and regret having her in my pictures, that seems quite like, oh, shit, okay, so you actually don't really,
that,
doesn't seem like you like this girl that
much
then.
That alone, to me, says there's no coming back from it. I think you know she's a shitty person. The fact that she just ignore you for weeks, like, she is blatantly copying off your wedding dress, yeah? Mm. You call her out very nicely. Oh, gosh.
We look a bit similar.
It looks a bit similar to mine. Like, surely, we should maybe have different ones so that it doesn't look like we've got the same dress. And for her to then ignore you for weeks, very toxic. She wants to almost be in control. She wants to be, you know what I mean? She's trying to control the whole situation.
It sounds
all it had to be was a combo.
It sounds very like high school drama behavior.
Yeah, sounds 16-year-old
drama. Not like we're in our 20s, we're getting married,
right, and we're mature.
Adult behavior.
Yeah.
So I think, look, this is your wedding day. This is the time in your life where you need to be selfish. This day is about you and your soon-to-be groom, husband. And you want to make sure that this day is all about you and that you can enjoy it as much as possible.
Negative energy on the day. Like,
and
she's going to be with you all day.
Right.
What if she's in a bad mood?
Mm.
That's going to bring your whole mood down. I know what toxic people are like. When they're in a whole different bad mood she's going to bring you completely down.
And you've got to be selfish at times. This is your life. This is your wedding day. Mm. This is the time to be selfish. And if you are saying, you know, it's giving me a lot of anxiety thinking about, you know, her decisions and blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah,
right,
blah,
right,
blah,
right, right.
Then you need to say to her, look, you can go down the route.
I don't think it's normal of a friend to give you anxiety like that.
You can go down the route of being like, hey, Sarah, so her wedding plan's going okay.
Hey, Sarah.
And you should go down the route of, so I've been thinking, and let me know what you think, but because we're both getting married at similar times,
right,
I don't feel like we can both provide a full maid of honour experience for each other, because naturally we're both more focused on
our own
weddings. So I don't feel like I can be the best maid of honour to you,
right,
because I'm worried about my shit.
Right.
And likewise, I feel like you might not be as focused on helping me, because
right,
naturally you're dealing with your wedding.
Right.
So how about we both just pick separate maid of honours.
I still want you in my bridal party.
Oh my God, absolutely. Can't wait for you to be a bridesmaid.
Can't wait for you to wear the dress.
Right, and go down that route.
That
and then
makes
she's
sense.
Still in the bridal party, you know, she can take a bit more of a back
We're
seat.
Not, yeah.
If you want her in the bridal party, that is, you don't have to have her in it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But that could be a route that you can go down, because that is still a very fair point. Like,
I
if you are
so.
Both getting married in a couple
I
of months,
so.
You can't both be each other's, like,
no.
It's going to be a very busy time if you
right.
want to be each other's maid of honour.
So you said yesterday was meant to be your wedding. The fact that she's not even messaged you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think she'd like be like, oh, let's go out for dinner, you know,
yeah.
just to, you know, so you don't feel too down about, you know, it's just...
Like, the day is coming soon.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was raining anyway, who cares?
Right,
you know?
The little things. It's the little things, isn't it?
Well, that's a very, like, it's a very, requires minimal effort for her to
right.
extend an olive branch on that day.
All she had to do was fucking reply to the Instagram story.
Mm.
It's like, oh, babe, not long though, you know,
yeah,
that's it. You know, send you some flowers or something. I don't fucking know.
I think if you want to demote her, you go ahead and demote
me
her.
Me too. And I also think I don't want you to regret not demoting her.
Exactly.
When you're sounding like you want to demote her, it's just going to be hassle. That's all it is.
Because you know, in 10 years time, you're going to look back and
right.
think, yeah, I'm glad I love my wedding day.
Well,
you're
going to look back
time.
On the pictures and show your kids, but oh, that was a bitch. I'm not friends with anymore.
Right.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
That's what you're going to be saying.
You've got to be selfish.
Right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Okay, this is funny. Is a pact a pact?
I mean, it is, but also, is it in writing?
Have you signed contracts?
Literally.
So, hey girls, so I am wondering if a pact is a pact if we haven't brought it up in a while.
Right.
Basically, when we were 16, me and my best friend, we had this pact that if one of us won the lottery, we would half it. 5 years later, I may have won. My God!
I mean,
it's not millions, but it's quite a few grand. God, wow. She's got some cash injection in the bank.
Tax-free cash, baby.
Thing is, I don't know whether to tell my best friend or not. She's still my best friend, but we haven't discussed the pact for years, and I could really do with the money. What would you guys do?
I mean, listen, we've definitely bought lottery tickets and said that we'd split it, but I can't fucking
remember the pact. That. No, this sounds like a...
Do you think she's going to be like the type of person to be like, oh, well, 5 years ago, we did make that pact.
Because
so
who's remembering shit like that? Because I'm sure said something like that when we were about 13, right. But who's remembering that?
We definitely did. But like, did you fucking write, do you talk about it all the time? Like, right. I don't know.
Are you in a syndicate situation?
Sounds like to me, you think she's going to be like, oh, where's my split? That's what I think that's what it sounds like to me.
Mm.
Look, can you not fucking keep a secret?
Well, that's very easy to cash in. She hasn't told her best friend yet.
I mean, or you're just honest. It's like, oh, it's so great because I really do need the money, you know? I mean, I don't think, unless you talk about it all the time, like, yeah, well, you win the lottery.
I don't think she's going to remember.
I don't. But it sounds like you think she's going to,
Look, your options are, you say, oh my fucking God, you never believe it. I've fucking won a couple won the grand. Lottery.
Fuck
and you
everyone.
Can be like, oh my God, like, I really need the money right now. It's come at such a good time for me, you know, post-pandemic.
Right. You know how it is.
Right, like I really need this right now. Like, I'm thanking my lucky stars, all that shit. You go down that route and risk that she's going to be like, oh, babe, we did say 5 years ago.
5 years ago,
because then
16.
You could just be like, I've got no idea what you're talking about. Can't remember.
You could be like, oh gosh, yeah.
You could be like, really? Like, really? Like, oh.
I think.
Or you go down the route of you've won some money on the lottery. You don't have to tell anyone.
No, not at all.
Like, you don't have to discuss. I feel like most friends don't discuss finances.
Right.
You know, this isn't information that you have to disclose to the group.
No,
you can just keep this private, keep it to yourself. It's your money, it's in the bank.
It's not like the newspaper's going to publish you on the front page.
No one needs to know if you don't want anyone to know.
Right.
So I don't think it would be the... Like, my parents always say, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell you guys.
So does my dad.
Right? I feel like a lot of people say that. So I don't think... I don't feel like you'd be the first person to win the lottery and not tell anyone.
Me neither. I think it's totally... I think you need the money. I think just cash in yourself and just don't tell anyone. Right?
Right.
Because if you're thinking she's going to bring
your best mate.
I know.
But is she going to be like,
well,
that's
I'm just saying that because you're kind of thinking she's going to bring this pact up. Right. That's all.
Maybe just keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Keep it on the DL.
Because also you don't want, think about safety reasons as well. You don't want your best friend blabbing to everyone else she's won the lottery and then you're going to get people.
But then it's awkward and then what, people going, oh, go on, give us a tenner, Sarah. Right. You fucking won the lottery. And then it's
I think just keep it to yourself.
Me too.
And congratulations.
Girls, absolutely congratulations. Incredible news.
Incredible news.
Have you put it towards something very useful? God, imagine winning though, like 300 million.
I don't know if I would want to.
I mean, that is so... Like, we would have 1 million, right? And that would, you know, be life-changing. People win, like, 250 million on the lottery.
I think I'd be a bit petrified. I'd be like, oh, my fucking God.
What the fuck do you do with all that? Seriously. What is the first step you make?
I'd also find it a bit like, because a lot of our lives center around work, don't they?
Right.
And like, that's a lot of the purpose to a lot of people's days, you know?
It is.
Getting shit done, you know? I feel like it's almost not yeah, like it's, do you know what I mean? Like feeling productive. And I feel like, God, if you had no reason to get out of bed because you don't need to earn money, I guess you just enjoy the money. But then it would get, after a couple of years, you'd be a bit like...
You'd have to be productive with it and almost like...
Invest it, maybe flip some properties.
Maybe like start a business with the money, get some smart people involved. Mm. You'd have to still be doing shit. Mm.
Otherwise, you couldn't just sit in your mansion all day.
Right. Especially,
eventually,
I mean, if you were like 50 odd, then that would be nice.
Oh, yeah. But if you're at the start of life.
If you're at the start of life.
Mind you, 50 is the new 30. That's what my mum tells me.
True. Baby. Big question, this one. Big one. Brace yourselves. Do we have a right to know about our boyfriend's past? Quick yes or no.
Absolutely.
Ooh, not that I fucking want to hear about it, you fucking.
Absolutely.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
1,000%.
I tell you, nothing's a secret here. If you're my life partner.
Mm-hmm. I want to know.
I want to know what's been going on.
Mm.
Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hello. So corporate. Fucking hell. Loosen up a little bit, Sophia. Jesus Christ. I'm a religious listener and have a quick question to ask. I'm wondering, is it right as a girlfriend to know about your boyfriend's past relationships? Obviously, if they've had 40 relationships, I do not expect to know about all of them. But if they've had a couple, is it wrong to ask questions such as how they met and how long they were together for? I personally wouldn't mind answering these questions, but I wanted your opinion. Thank you. I think when you get to the point where this is your boyfriend and you love him and he's going to be in your future for a while, I think it's natural. It's like you kind of want to know.
I think it's...
Like, you don't want to know.
I think it's fair conversation.
I think it's just getting to know each other. I think all it is getting to know, right?
To be honest, I'm quite surprised that he's your boyfriend and you don't know.
Right.
Because I've been on first dates and I found out about fucking exes, like, and I've been asked about my past relationship. That's first date conversation.
I feel almost more comfortable talking about it when there's no emotions involved.
Me too.
Because I don't want to be in love with you and then start hearing about your fucking ex-girlfriend.
Neither do I.
I don't want to hear about that when I have feelings for you, because it's going to make me some type of way.
And I feel like it's almost easier to ask off about, like, oh, so like, who's your exes?
It's not going
to
hurt.
No. And it's like, and they're probably more willing to tell you quite honestly, because they know that you're not, you know.
They know it's not going to, like, I know exactly what you mean.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's when you're just getting to know someone, it's just natural. So how long was your past relationship? Oh, how did that end?
Like, when was your last relationship?
Did you meet her at uni? Mm. Oh, yeah. Super. Was she blonde or brunette? Mm. Was she ginger?
What's her Instagram handle?
What's her? At Isabella. Oh, darn it. She's on private.
Let me get secret account.
I think it's good to know. I think it's weird if either of you were keeping it a secret.
Mm.
Like, if he's got a problem about sharing, I think that's weird.
I don't imagine you would have. Why would you have a problem with it?
Well, I don't know, but I imagine some people do.
Like,
I imagine
they're happy to offer up the information. Ask me anything.
I want to ask, I want to give, especially if I care about you and I want to get to know you on a deeper level. Mm. Like, you're meant to share everything about each other.
I just find it interesting. I think it's good to talk about.
It's good to gauge.
Not every fucking day. We talk about it once and we kind of move on from it. Mm. But I think it's good to know.
Not bringing it up all the time for every conversation.
Absolutely not.
So, this ex of yours.
We get the information and we store it in our secret file.
And then we move on and we don't talk about it again.
But I think I like to know, when I'm talking to someone, I like to know why their last relationship broke down.
And when?
I like to know when and why.
I think it's... I think it's key to building a relationship with them next.
Because I feel like you want to know, okay, are you still in touch with your ex? Are you still involved?
Right.
Or what did you learn from that relationship? Because I've learned from my relationships.
Right,
like, I like to know. I think you're well within your rights.
Me too. Like, if you're telling me, we broke up just a couple of months ago.
I'm thinking,
right, okay, storing that in my folder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
noted.
Why did we break up? Oh, she's just crazy. Right, okay, you don't
so
call
you're
her that.
So you're crazy then, basically.
So basically.
No such thing as a crazy ex-girlfriend.
Right, exactly. So you know what I mean? It's good to ask these questions on the first few dates, I think.
And if any, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend made you feel like weird for asking, or like, why do you care, blah, 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 then they've got a problem. Because
right.
I think, take it from me, I think you're well within your rights to be asking about that.
100%. Like, the thing is,
not all the time,
but
once in a while we can ask about it.
Absolutely, because I'm going to be getting involved with you.
For sure.
I want to know what you've, you know, done in your past.
Right.
Like, it's natural. Like,
it's like asking,
we're gonna progress.
Did you grow up, you know?
Yeah.
What's your family like?
And you're like, oh, I don't want to share that information.
Because we're about to share our lives.
Right.
So we need to fill each other in on what we've missed.
If we're going to take the next step, I need to know, like, everything about you.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
I want names of all the exes. I want their birth. Yeah. City. So how much
detail
mobiles.
Are you looking for here?
Am I looking for?
Mm.
I personally, I'll have a first name. I don't need a second name. I don't want to. I honestly don't want to see their face.
You sure about that?
Yes. I don't. In an ideal world, yeah. And if I was, I don't want to fucking see your ex's face. You don't, do you?
My curiosity does.
Curiosity, yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Right. Yeah, you're right, I suppose.
I'm not going to go digging for it, but if you show me a picture, yeah, I'm going to have a look at
don't
it.
Don't show me a picture of the two of you together. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, absolutely not. But just flash me your Instagram page. I'd like to see. I'm just curious. Just curiosity.
Me too.
I think that's natural.
I mean, the thing is, like, I'd like to, I'd like to see her and know what's going on.
Acting like she wouldn't. No, I don't care about that.
No, but it's like, I don't want to be picturing your fucking face, but it's like also like, it's good to know.
But I also think sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
With my last relationship, I knew his ex. Like, I knew her.
Right.
And it was really difficult for me in the beginning.
Right.
Because I fucking knew her ex. His ex.
Oh, it, personally
and,
as well.
Yeah. And
not
I
that
knew,
they were friends or anything.
No, and I'd seen them interact. And I'd obviously knew, like, every... And I knew her.
Yeah.
So that was really difficult for me at the beginning. And I remember thinking, like, God, it'd be so much easier if I just had no idea
exactly.
who your exes were.
Exactly.
So I almost think sometimes you want what you haven't got.
Right.
Because, yeah, ignorance is bliss. Like,
right.
for example, I've got someone on the cars and I've got no idea who his
absolutely.
Ex is. I know why it ended, but I've got no idea
and
who she is. I don't know what she... And it's kind of a good thing.
I think it is, Sophia, because you can almost... There was actually something...
You almost... It's like they don't exist.
Exactly. You don't...
They're not a real person to me yet because I don't know who they are.
Exactly.
I know what they look like. I know nothing.
She's just a figment of my imagination.
Right.
Like, she could look like anything. I've got no idea.
Mm.
Or be, act like
right.
anything. It's like one of you guys in the... When we asked for the little girl top... things you said, how to stop comparing yourself to his ex.
If you don't know what she looks like or who she is, it's a lot easier.
So exactly.
Because you've got
I'm
nothing
saying.
To compare. You don't know what you're comparing
so
to.
So then it's almost like, the thing is, like, they're an ex for a reason. If you're comparing yourself to your new person's ex, right, they're an ex for a reason, number one.
Mm.
They're not in his or her lives for a reason, number two.
Mm.
They are not you.
Mm.
You know, you've got way more to offer. You know, listen, you've got to face the fact that, yeah, he probably had, really good moments in that past relationship.
Just like you right? probably
just
have
like
in
you
your past
have
relationship.
In your past relationship.
Mm.
You know, they probably had a really good time, but they both probably learnt a lot and, you know, they separated.
They weren't compatible.
They weren't compatible. And that's all it is. And now you've moved on, from your past relationships, and so has he or she.
Mm.
And it's just the fact of life. Right? It's not like he's looking at you and thinking, oh, my ex all the time. Absolutely
no.
not. Like, I know where your mind can go in terms of that.
Mm. Oh, for sure. With my
right?
ex in the beginning, I was very like, oh,
I know
but
where
she's
can
this
go.
And I am this. And,
absolutely.
Oh, but did he do this with her and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because I knew her and it was so much easier for
right.
me to imagine. So sometimes I do think if you don't know, it's almost better.
They are not you and that is your power.
Absolutely. Just keep on moving through the... Okay, guys, last dilemma. Help. My best friends.
Help!
My best friends hate each other.
I mean, come on, guys.
You know,
there's
come
no,
on, guys.
There's
Can't
no
we all
need
just get
for this. It's 2021.
Let's just all get along,
shall
we? We've
got enough on our
plate,
haven't we?
Hi, girls. So, I started uni in September and have made an amazing group of girlfriends.
Oh, I'm really happy about
and
that.
And we're even living together next year.
Oh, I'm really happy about that. That's really fun.
The issue is, two of the girls are constantly going from being best friends to arguing. The other night when we were out, one of the girls got very drunk and shouted at the other, calling her a bitch and saying she didn't want to be friends with her.
Oh, gosh.
I've got no idea what to do. I know it's not between me, but I can't help but feel like I'm in the middle of this.
Right.
Help.
Right.
Yikes.
So
this is the problem with big groups.
The issue
little
is
dramas
is that,
in between the big groups.
Listen, right. Living with your friends... You know, it can be high pressure, can be high stress.
Especially
you know,
when there's a big group.
You're playing together and you're almost like working. You're not working together, but,
no,
it's
but you
like,
are.
You're in each other's environment all the time and then you're going out together and, you know.
You can get on top of each other quite easily.
That's what I'm saying. Especially in a uni house, like you're sharing a kitchen, maybe only a couple
sharing
of bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right. I understand how that can get. I mean, letting it get to the explosive point is a bit unfortunate, right? But obviously that's just how they handle things.
That's their personalities.
I mean, where do we go from here? Have they just met?
No, well, since she's got an amazing group of friends, they're all going to live together next year. But two of them in the group
have a bit more of a turbulent
along.
Relationship. Mm. I mean, maybe it needs to be almost be like a sit down. But if it's going to become an issue, look, you're going to be signing a fucking lease for like another year's time. You know what I mean? Mm. This can't be happening every time you go out. It's just going to cause everyone stress and anxiety every time you're going out. Mm. When alcohol's involved, oh, great, a Sarah and fucking Jessica are going to be exploding off tonight, causing a scene and arguing and then taking it back to the house and then tension.
I almost feel like if this were me, I'm not sure this is the best way to handle it, but if this were me, I would just try and stay as uninvolved as possible.
Rule number one for you, absolutely.
I would not, I know sometimes it's difficult if you're all under the same roof and they're coming to you and asking for help and blah, blah, blah. But I think the more uninvolved you can stay, like, you know, if we're not, you know, if they have an argument, I'm not discussing it with you. No. I'm not talking. If you want to talk about it, go and talk to the girl you argued with and sort it out with her.
Right.
Like, don't drag me in the middle of this. I'm not taking sides. I'm not, I can see both points of view.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Don't disrupt the house, you know, environment. You're ruining the vibe in here.
Yeah.
And I would just try and stay as unattached to the drama as possible.
Because each one of them is going to want to talk to some of you guys and get you on their
side.
Because they want to feel like they're not the one in the wrong. Exactly. Mm. They want to feel like they're the one in the right. Obviously, Jessica's the crazy one. Mm. Jessica's the one who's being, you know, not considerate or I don't fucking know.
Because I remember when I used to work with, like, at my old job, we were all, like, young people and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes they'd be like, you know, shit going down between some people and the thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I just remember would take like a very neutral standpoint. Because it's very easy to insert yourself in other people's problems and try and fix it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can't patch up their problems if they don't genuinely want to get along themselves.
Right.
And don't make it your stress or your responsibility. To fix their issues.
Because you're not going to be able to.
I've got an amazing group of girlfriends.
Right.
I've got a good, solid relationship with each and every single one of them.
Right.
Yeah, we can bicker, we can fall out natural. We know we get on top of each other sometimes, whatever.
Right.
But if you two have an explosive argument, I'm not going to give it any attention.
No.
I'm not discussing it for the next 5 to 7 working days.
No.
I'm just leaving you guys to it.
Because maybe they like the drama.
Exactly.
You know, and you don't
want
to fuel it.
They want the flat to be talking about it. You just think, no, we're not going to give you any. If you want to go and have an argument, go in the other room. We're not talking about it.
Don't do it in front of us, then don't come to us and, you know, ask for, you know, opinions and all sorts. I think that's a good idea.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
And if it gets to the point where it's kind of getting a lot, sit down and be like, look, we want to live in a fucking harmonious house.
Household.
And we want to have a good year.
Mm.
Like, do you girls not want to have a good year? Can you not just control the feelings and the anger, stay out of each other's way? And then, you know, and yes, if you need to talk about things, please take it, you know, away from us kind of thing.
Don't involve
us. I think that's really mature and maybe how you should go forward and be like, look, we're not happy with the fact that you girls are arguing because we all get along and we like you when you're, you know, we love you.
I feel like this situation could get quite bitchy and quite catty quite easily.
Because the thing is, there are going to be other girls who are going to take sides.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Even if you're staying neutral.
That's almost normal.
It's just natural, isn't it? You're going to be like, oh, yeah, no, she was in the wrong. She was, you
know. And then it gets involved with more people and then it's a bigger divide.
Yeah, then it's messy and then now you're split in two. There's three on one side, three on another side, and then it's just, you know.
I think if they can...
It needs to be nipped in the bud now, otherwise in 4 months' time, it's going to be even worse.
Contain it as much as possible, almost damage control.
Almost like have that sit down now and be like, look, what happened on Saturday night was not cool. Like, can we not just... Do we not all just want to have a good time all the time? I don't know why we have to be arguing all the time. And just
move
take it from there, like, please.
And I think it is something which could take time. You know, you might find
it's
going to be a bit awkward for a couple of weeks and a bit of tension here and there.
Yeah.
But hopefully in, you know, by the end of the year, you know, we're looking at September, October, November.
Yeah. By the time we're moving into the new place.
Right, the vibe will be lifted. We'll be having a good time again. It would be like a weird rough patch that none of us even really remember.
Yeah, the thing is, friendships do go through that. Maybe that's just what they're having.
Mm.
You're not going to be able to click your fingers and they're not going to be besties. But it will take time. And if they want to change, they will. If they want to get along, they will. But if they want to continue to hate each other,
they
also will. So
Personalities just clash, don't they?
Some just do.
And it's not your job to fix it.
No.
So just try and stay out of the way,
you can't,
I would.
Because everyone's got different personalities. Everyone, you know, meshes better with certain types of people.
You've got to prioritize your piece. It's not your job to be the fucking...
I don't want you to be stressing every day about this.
About their
when
shit.
When this is so, you know, minor to your life. Mm. We need to focus on the more important stuff.
And the good friendships.
And the good friendships you do have.
Just focus on bringing the group together, being harmonious as a group.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, guys, let's end on a quote.
Has
I really
the quote
enjoyed that
queens,
girl talk, guys.
Me too. I feel really nice after that, actually.
Okay, so the question is, what if they get mad at me? And this is the answer.
Oh.
If people get mad at you for having boundaries, it means they've benefited from you not having any. You don't need to keep other people happy every minute of every day. You are not responsible for other people's feelings. If someone has a reaction to your boundary, you didn't make them react. You chose to voice your feelings and needs. They chose their reaction. You cannot control what other people do.
Shit.
That is so relevant to that last dilemma.
Screenshot that.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
incredible. We need to save that one for the future archives.
We'll refer back to that on a daily basis.
Oh my God, I love that. It also refers back to like saying no to things, you know?
Prioritizing
yourself and not being like, I don't want him to think that,
if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive.
There we go. And on that note.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We're back
thank you guys
next week
so much.
With some boy talk. If you have any boy dilemmas
please.
Email them in to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, please. And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. It's been a good time here. See you next week.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
Happy Wednesday.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.